Do we consider that time travel? Is time travel based on what the actual fact of time is as a thing, or is it how you experience time? And, you know, time is considered a construct. So this is a really interesting point. What movie was it that we saw where they used, it was a time dilation, right? They got to go to that other universe and they had more time. So they took all that time to build their app.
Yeah, I don't.
So that's like, that's a similar thing, right? It's dilation. You get more time, but it doesn't affect this timeline. Did you experience time travel? Is it time travel based upon what we say is this is time that's running, or is it how you experience it? And that also brings up Interstellar.
Yeah, Interstellar is definitely time travel, because if you can come home to Universe Prime younger than your daughter, that's fucking time travel.
Right.
Now, if they had come...
It was how he experienced it, because he went... Time is judged by gravity, and if gravity is different, that changes time. So where he was, it's not like he wasn't in... We're saying for Cobb, he's not in the real time stream. He's in a dream. For that, on that planet, he was in a very real... the timeline for that gravity and planet, but it is different from the gravity at our planet. And so now you're like, these are both real time...
I don't know, because if...
But that's how he experienced it.
We're saying that, then we're dreaming, because every night when you dream... time doesn't quite work right.
Right.
And so that would lead you to say that every night we do some time traveling.
But 50 years or like, I don't know. It's an interesting debate, is it not?
Yeah.
Of like what, because we generally accept that time is not a real thing. It's a construct. It's how we perceive it. We have made up these rules that it's like minutes and hours and days and months.
Yeah.
It's based on gravity. If you're on a different planet, that is different. And the dream is how you experience it. Just like this is how we've experienced it. So it's interesting. It's ripe. It's ripe for the picking.
We've been doing this podcast for 5 years and it still melts my brain every time I think about how much gravity has to do with our perception of time.
Yeah.
I can't. I just can't. If we went to Mars, would time be different? Because there's less gravity there.
I would assume so. I mean, it's our neighbor. This is, I'm not qualified to talk about this. It's still like in the same, you know, the same sun, same universe, but I assume it'd be different. That's a good question. I mean, light years is a whole different experience, right?
I mean, getting there, I mean, whatever it would take us to get to Mars would probably cause, I mean, we would age a lot. Like if you went to Mars and came back, you'd come back a month younger.
I think you got to go a little bit further out for the real dramatic stuff.
No, because astronauts time travel by seconds.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
You know, so if you go all the way to Mars, you're going to need a very fast craft to do it. And so I would assume if you went to Mars and came back, like that'd be at least an hour of time travel. I mean, it's nothing that you could point to and be like, you know, but, you know, if your twin goes to the ISS for a month and comes back, he's younger than you. Yeah. By all intents and purposes.
So it's interesting, but time traveling by your experience. Time traveling not
I think
as a definitive, but how you experience time.
So now, when they're in this world, are they fully experiencing 24 hours a day? Do they have to sleep? Do they have to eat? Do they... Because if they're not...
That's a good point.
Then I'm saying even less that it's time travel. Like, if you're really living 50 years... 1 second at a time.
When they were in limbo, they believed that to be real.
But again, are they sleeping and eating?
If you believe it to be real, I'll bet you are doing all of those things. However, wasn't the city deserted? Didn't they kind of know they were in limbo, but they just accepted it? That wasn't clear.
And so, yeah, so they had to go. So in this world, they were only four levels deep.
I got the feeling they were three levels deep, right? When they didn't four levels, isn't that the most they've ever gone? When they had to go in the film, she's like, we got to go one level more. I got the feeling they hadn't done that.
But that's where they found Mal.
Right.
So that would lead me to believe that.
Right. That's what they say is limbo, I think.
Oh.
Or they call a thing limbo. Like if you die or if you forget, you end up. He died in like, went even beyond the third. If you died in one of those other dreams, you ended up in limbo because they were put to sleep so deeply they couldn't wake up. Normally you wake up when you die.
So I lost track at some point. 10 seconds on the plane.
I did lose track too, yeah.
Is 3 minutes in the van.
But then it increases exponentially, right?
And then is it an hour in the hotel?
And then is that like a day in the slopes? The increase is not minimal. It's not like minute, 1 minute is 10 minutes. It was a lot. It was like each dream at like doubles or whatever.
It was like 60 days all of it. Yeah, it was like.
He said the
10, 3, 60, and the.